Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Wednesday, National Signing Day. Yeah, there was the early week. The big dogs pretty much did the eating at that time. And the others from still some D1, top-level D1s, mid-majors, D2s, everybody else. Signing day is today. University of West Georgia expecting a really productive recruiting period this year. And we'll have a lot of names on the website at uwgsports.com starting throughout the day. You can refresh it, update it, whatever you like. And all fans are invited to come join Coach Dean for all the goings-on at Jefferson's coming up at 6 o'clock this afternoon on Maple Street, right down from the campus. Chance to view videos on the newest members of the Wolves and talk to the coaches and get an idea of what's coming up with football for the 2019 season. Season ticket information right around the corner will be released next week, and March 1st, the day you can get started being a part of that. Don't forget that's Jefferson's coming up at 6 o'clock this evening for West Georgia Signing Day, and a lot of local youngsters putting their names on letters of intent today. Congratulations to every one of them. More region tournament basketball action coming up for us. Some thrillers last night, including Carrollton's overtime win on the boys' side. They're all getting ready for state tournament basketball play that is coming up. On the collegiate basketball front, well, tomorrow it'll be the West Georgia Wolves and the Valdosta State Blazers. Doubleheader action coming up at the Coliseum. All the fun will get started at 5:30 with the women's ball game. And then the men go a little bit after 7:30. The Wolves doubled them up down there 3 weeks ago, and we'll see what happens when we get after the Blazers coming up tomorrow. Women at 5:30, the men's game on our sister station, Kiss 102.7, after 7:30 coming up tomorrow. Look forward to that. Not the best of days for the Wolves yesterday on the baseball diamond. A big lead melts away, and Georgia College scores 8 runs in the 7th and 8th innings combined. And what happened after that turned it into a victory for Georgia College, getting the best of the Wolves 10-8 in their ballgame yesterday. Down in Milledgeville, West Georgia at 0-4 on the year. Home openers are this weekend. Maybe a chance to regroup and get back in the win column for Skip Fide and company when Bellarmine out of Louisville, Kentucky is going to be coming in. They'll play one game each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, weather permitting, when the Wolves get cranked up there on the way this weekend. Also coming up this weekend, softball is going to be headed south. It'll be the West Georgia team in the tournament down in Clearwater, Florida. The Wolves 4-1 start after the tournament last weekend at Gulf Shores. Al Thomas's home opener is next week. And that's a look at sports right here on, and I'm Mitch Gray reporting.